Number 26. I found a new substitute teacher to pick up the extra classes.
A. How many classes should I help you with? B. I could really use some help with my classes as well. C. That's the best news I've heard all day. Number 27. How about having a seminar about the new project at the fall conference?
A. Way ahead of you. I've already put one on the schedule. B. The new project should begin in earnest in December. C. Yes. I think we should hold off until spring. Number 28. Didn't your dance group put on a performance at last year's festival?
A. Yes. The festival was held in Green Park last year. B. No. I've never had dance lessons before last year. C. Yes, we've done it for 3 years consecutively. Number 29. Would you deliver this document to the Prime Minister's desk?
A. Where is the document you are referring to? B. I think I can handle that on my next break. C. Look at the top of the paper for all of the information. Number 30. Do you prefer that I reach you by snail mail or email?
A. How about I shoot you a text instead? B. I've never tried snails before. C. I remember the login password for my account. Number 31. Are you still working on the personal evaluation forms?
A. Yes, I want to give the restaurant a high rating. B. No, Jim took over for me last week. C. Yes, I just finished my shift a few minutes ago.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Pardon me. The tapioca in the tea you serve at this stall is absolutely stunning. Is there any chance you could share your secret?
Actually, the owner of this stall just had an interview in today's episode of Morning Tony's Food Adventures on NTK. He discusses, in detail, how the tapioca pearls are produced and cooked. It's actually won many awards across the nation.
Is that so? Will the episode be posted on Morning Tony's blog?
Yes, I believe so. In fact, if you follow one of our social media pages, we'll be sharing the interview as soon as it's posted. Then, you will definitely be able to watch it. Number 32. Where is the conversation most likely taking place?
Number 33. Who is Morning Tony?
Number 34. What will the woman most likely do after this? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
All right, sir. Here is your order. Thank you for visiting Decorate Escape today. Would you mind completing a small customer satisfaction survey on our website? You will be automatically entered into a raffle where you'll have the chance to receive a 100 euro gift card.
I'm completely willing, but unfortunately, I don't have an internet connection at home or at my office. I don't own a smartphone either.
That is perfectly fine, sir. If you have a moment, we have a paper survey that you can fill out at our service counter before you leave. They'll send you a notification by mail in the event that you win the raffle.
Number 35. What does the woman offer to the man?
Number 36. What is not a problem the man mentions?
Number 37. What does the woman suggest to solve the issue?
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dolly. Do you know if the mail has come today yet? I'm expecting something rather important.
Sorry, I haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, really? That's not good. I'm panicking a bit because I need some documents for the meeting that's being held this evening.
I didn't know you were expecting something so important. I think I can help. I'm expecting a call from another department at any moment, but after I take that call, how about I call the mail center for you?
Number 38. What is the man asking about?
Number 39. Why is the man panicking?
Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I would like to reserve 2 seats for the new musical opening at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Hold on a moment, please. I regret to inform you that there are no more seats available for the shows tomorrow. There are some tickets available for the same performance the day after, though. How does that sound?
Unfortunately, I won't be in town. I have a flight to Montreal Thursday evening for a business conference, and I won't be flying back here until Monday. Are any tickets available for other performances tomorrow?
Let me see. There are some tickets available for the symphony tomorrow evening. In fact, there are 2 adjacent seats vacant. Would you be interested in them?
Number 41. What does the man say about the musical?
Number 42. Why is the woman visiting Montreal this weekend?
Number 43. How does the man try to accommodate the woman? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Portia? This is Sebastian from the office calling. I know you're taking some personal leave today and tomorrow, but I was hoping you could come in. We're busy preparing for the meeting next week, and we could really use your input.
I'm really sorry, Sebastian. I'm actually out of town visiting my grandmother right now. She's in the hospital due to a relapse of her heart condition. The doctor says her outlook is good, but he won't release her until tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't realize you took time off to see your grandmother. I'm really sorry to hear that. I wish her a speedy recovery. Don't worry about preparing for the meeting. We've got things covered.
Thanks, Sebastian. I really appreciate it. If you have any pressing questions, feel free to message me. I'll get back to you when I have a chance.
Number 44. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Number 45. Why is the woman not able to fulfill the man's request?
Number 46. What does the woman offer?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Mabel. How's the budget analysis going? Have you made any progress on closing some of those holes in the budget?
Actually, last Thursday I went to talk with each of the department heads to see what kinds of cuts they could make to their respective budgets. Now that I have all of that information, I'm compiling the data into spreadsheets and graphs to present my findings to the board of directors tomorrow.
That's a relief. The sooner you can get the data together, the better. I'd like to have a chance to go over it before tomorrow's meeting. I trust your work completely, but I want to make sure that the proposals will hold up under the director's scrutiny.
Number 47. What kind of work is the woman doing?
Number 48. What did the woman do last Thursday?
Number 49. Why does the man want the woman to complete her work quickly? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Kirkpatrick. This is Randall, one of the contractors from the electrical company that you hired. We were scheduled to begin work on your home's electrical wiring this afternoon, but I'm afraid we won't be able to start working on it until tomorrow. Our only available work truck is having maintenance issues, and we won't have a replacement today.
I see. That sounds quite unavoidable. That being said, I should remind you that I'll be heading out of town for the rest of this week tonight. I was originally planning on giving you the key to my front door so that you could finish the electrical work while I'm away.
I apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am. If you don't mind, is there a place where we could pick up your key tomorrow?
That's all right. You know what? I'll be driving past your office on my way out of town this evening. How about I drop off the key at your office?